Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Jeff Vibert is here with us. He is a New England Patriot fan. He also was the winner of the John F. Kennedy and Junior High lookalike contest. A single man, 26 and a half years old. You like to emphasize the half like you're three.
2012 graduate of Boston College.
Mm-hmm. Why are you wearing the Boston College?
Got a master's degree in event planning from there. It's no big deal.
Okay, that's a lie.
This is like the fourth Boston College sweatshirt you've worn.
I found it's cheaper to just buy new stuff than wash it because I do quarter laundry. So I just have a bunch of outfits.
Okay.
I can just, yeah.
Your apartment doesn't have a, you don't have a washer and dryer.
It's quarter laundry.
You
yeah.
can come and wash clothes at my house. I've told you this.
You don't want me to wash stuff at your house.
I don't want you to wash stuff at his house. I don't even live there. I've never seen it.
Have you? Okay.
I've got a kick-ass washer and dryer.
You do. And I'll break it.
Do you have the front loader or the top loader?
I got the front loader.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of? Why do you think you'd break it?
I wash weird stuff through. I have weird stuff go through my laundry. I don't know what the weirdest thing you guys have washed. I wash cell phones. Yeah.
Oh, you don't check your pockets?
I forget.
Oh, come on.
Well, but remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
That's laundry 101.
Let's go down a list of things you put through. You put a cell phone through the washer?
Put a cell phone through the washer.
Reefer?
No, I haven't done that.
No, you can't wash your tank. Don't worry about
that. Yeah, no. I check for that. But the weirdest.
Condoms?
No. He thinks I wear condoms.
Of course. Why would you?
I don't.
Why?
Tom, I don't even have a I don't even have a case on my cell phone.
Oh, you. Wow. Oh, wow. It's the bareback man from Boston College.
Right.
Anyways, I went to my parents' house and I did my laundry because I'm doing very well for myself right now. Mm-hmm. And I washed an entire box of hot chocolate through the washing machine.
What was it in?
I put the hot chocolate in my laundry basket so I could carry it, and then I just dumped it all in without looking.
So I assume you had to do the laundry all over again.
Yeah, my clothes are all covered in chocolate right now.
We need to have a Vibert clothes drive, it sounds like.
Yeah, I need some donations.
I have some sweatshirts you could probably wear. They don't say Boston College.
Well, you're a very slight of build, so you could probably wear,
I don't know. Wear my jeans.
I was going to say you could wear Christie's daughter's old clothes, you know, the ones that don't fit anymore. No!
Hot chocolate, baby! Woo!
Don't play.
I believe in miracles.
Where you from?
Where you from?
You sexy thing.
God, I hate that song. Okay, I'm sorry. So
he's getting ripped. He's getting shredded. He's at the gym all the time. Vibert. Yep. You should take
Who?
His shirt off.
He got to bulk up some.
I'm about to take my shirt off right now and fight Chris.
What's happening in the world of Twitter?
All right, so here's a tweet from Home Halfway.
Right.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. John Lennon, the world's worst Clue player.
That's
nice.
Good.
Wow. That's nice. Yeah. Now, we'll post all these on the Bob and Tom app. Oh, by the way.
That's almost too funny.
Speaking of the Bob and Tom app, bury your face in this. How would you like $50 worth of flowers from Pro Flowers? Maybe not your face. Maybe your finger. How about that?
No, I like the way you, that sounds like something I'd say. Put your face right in there and win a gift certificate.
It's a scratch and win game on the Bob and Tom app. This week, $50 gift certificates from Pro Flowers. And let me remind you.
Or Sherry's Berries.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
So, Sherry married to a guy named Harry?
Sherry and Harry Berry?
Sherry and Harry Berry.
See that here? That's hear that sound,
their
fellas?
Kids, Jerry and Larry?
That's the sound of Valentine's Day creeping up on you. And if you don't act, you know what happens. That's right. You're cut off. So let's act
it's
now.
Time to win Thanksgiving? No, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, get her a turkey for Valentine's Day.
And I dare you.
Pack your stuff and move out.
I am terrified turning into him.
It's on the Bob and Tom app. Check it out right now. And we're going to post these various, we'll retweet, et cetera, and post these on the Bob and Tom website. What have you got over
there? This one is from Home Halfway again.
I like Home Halfway.
I do too. Your husband is in a better place, Mrs. Smith. He's in the stomach of a shark. How badass is that?
How badass.
Really, not a lot of empathy there.
Yeah. That is badass, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's got like, that going for it.
You're going to die. That's the way to go.
That's like Frank Drebin. He wants to die in the gears of a combine. That's right.
Okay. Very unpleasant. I'm sorry. What else have we got?
Okay, so let's get weird with this one. This is from at the Nate Wolf.
At what? The?
The Nate Wolf.
The Nate Wolf. I love Nate Wolf. That Nate Wolf?
The Nate Wolf, Christy, yes. Anyways. Oh, you do know Nate Wolf?
Yeah, he's
okay.
An actor.
Oh, well, oh, okay. That got weird. I thought you were... Okay.
No.
You made it weird.
I always... Yeah,
could you make it quick?
And you want me to come over to your house and do laundry?
No, I do. He doesn't.
Oh, okay. Do you think I reference dinosaurs too much when I write? I asked. She was silent, like the pea in pterodactyl. But it said everything.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait. That's home runs,
great.
Baby. That's the home runs today.
That was from the Nate Wolf.
Wolf. Is not the one I was. No. Thinking.
Okay, we love you, the Nate. See, Wolf. What else have we got over there?
Explain how weird
this one's from I Wear a Onesie.
Like it already.
I Wear a Onesie. Pulls back shower curtain while wife is in the shower. Are we... Stop screaming. It's just me. Are we out of Cheetos?
These are very nice today.
New stuff. Yeah. Very good. Very good. We have a closer?
We do have a closer. This is from at David 8 Hughes. Son...
Is that numeral 8 or 18?
Just the 8. Like the letter 8.
That's a numeral.
The number 8. The letter 8.
Not A-T-E.
Sorry.
The letter.
Very good. No, it could be 8, like Christy ate lunch.
A-T-E.
Is all going to reflect in his performance, and you're going to go, what happened to that?
I mean, you taking all the air out of it?
Yes,
I'm trying to give this gentleman credit. What's his name? Dave 8 Hughes?
David 8 Hughes.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
The number 8, not the letter. Son, this is from the son. Daddy, is the moon just the sun with the lights off? Me. When I drop you off at school, do you just go sit in a freaking field?
Thank you, Vibs. If you want to pass along what you think is a great tweet out there from someone, pass it along to Vibs here. Go to the Bob and Tom app to find out more or to the Bob and Tom website. Yes, sir.
This might be complicating things. Therefore, you might love this. How about if Vibs reads your tweet... we compile and they get some sort of certificate of certification that their tweet was read on the Bob and Tom show.
How about just congratulating them on the air, huh?
Just saying. I think it'd be nice.
Well, good. You want to be in charge of that?
Certificate and a t-shirt.
You want to get the
get a
postal meter and spend 2 hours a day digging around tracking these people down?
I guess I never thought of that. Vibs, you want to get on that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Maybe we could get some kind of thing we could just email them.
Maybe an on-air thing.
I don't think Vibs has
enough
to do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Vibs. You're welcome to sit. I have a question for you.
Yes, Tom.
Do you have the story yesterday about the nudist cruise, Christy?
Yeah, a clothing optional cruise scheduled to cast off from Barcelona April of 2018. It's called the Desire Cruise.
Now, Vibs, would you get on board the nudie cruise?
Is it a gay cruise? Is this why you're asking?
No,
this?
No.
It's
couples only, so you'd have to bring a friend.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to come on. I'm single, so they wouldn't let me on.
You'd have to have a partner.
I'd do it. But yeah.
So
I'd
be naked on deck.
If we could find you a date, could we send you on the nudie cruise?
Yes. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Really?
Heck yeah. Going to Marseille,
please
Monte
have,
Carlo?
Please have right of last refusal on who they choose to
send. Yeah.
Don't get sucked in like
now,
that.
Now, are you a Ginger or a Marianne guy in Gilligan's Island parlance?
Marianne.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think Ginger would be too high maintenance.
See, yeah, no, Tom, I'm 26 and 3/4, so like my skin's young and taut, so I'll get naked on a cruise in a second.
Okay. What was the name of the ship again?
The Desire.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Really? Really? Talk about low-hanging fruit. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
I'm guessing there'll be a lot of older folks. A lot of older folks.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Well, there's
what if Gordon Lightfoot heard you disgrace his beautiful song like that?
There's another Desire voyage going off earlier. It starts in September, but it's going to cruise the Adriatic Sea.
That also nudie?
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the only thing going off, Chrissy.
It's dubbed Venice Foreplay.
Foreplay.
Oh, so everybody be carrying masks so you wouldn't know?
Oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
But I imagine a lot of the nudists are elderly people, don't you think?
I would think over 40. That,
historically, yes. That's, yeah.
So you'd be on deck playing shuffle balls.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.